Yeah. Yeah, it is.
5 o'clock hit, and I just thought, no, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Welcome to Static Radio.
Happy
and this year morning show.
December 27th.
Oh, it's the 27th.
It's my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday, brother James.
No.
Oh.
It's the only brother you know.
Yeah.
My brother, Kenny.
Kenny!
He's not listening.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
He's sleeping.
No one in Albuquerque is listening.
That's for sure.
Unless you're listening online or on the app, because our translator, or our tower, sorry, not our translator. Our tower.
It blew up.
Yeah! Dude, terrorists came and John McClane had to stop them and they put C4 and it was crazy. No, none of that really happened.
C4.
C4, it's like that. It's like Play-Doh in movies and then they put a wire in it and for some reason that explodes. I have no idea how it works. But that's what they do in movies.
It's awesome.
It looks like clay. I don't know if that's even the explosive or that's just, they just wanted to build things.
Or if it's the wire. You know, something about that is called C4.
I'd be creative with it because, you know, it looks like putty.
Like a dinosaur.
Yeah, you could build things. Like, I would do that. I would do that. Unless, of course, you're not supposed to bend it too much because it'll explode on you. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I've only seen movies. Stever? Wow!
Why?
Why? Why, Steve? Why?
Sorry.
That was the worst.
That hurt.
No one heard it.
This is very true.
No one heard it.
Yeah. Carl did that in Caddyshack.
He
made them in the shape of little gophers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
I made a plastic explosive. I'm just your little friend coming to play.
Never saw it.
Why?
I don't know. I just never saw it.
Was it about golf?
I think it came out before.
Actually, it was about golf.
Oh, okay.
Not golf.
Golf.
I said, isn't it about golf?
Golf.
Yeah. Golf.
Gandalf.
I hate that word.
To answer, according to Caddyshack, you can mold it into whatever the fun shape you want to mold it into.
Okay. And that must be true.
Sounds like fun.
I agree.
I agree. Thank you. Happy Thursday. I almost said Monday.
And not only is it Thursday, it's the first day we're actually really here so we can talk about what we got for Christmas.
Yay!
I haven't talked to you in days!
I know. It's been...
Did you all right? Were you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right.
I felt withdrawals.
You had to, like, live.
Because usually we talk for 4 hours a day.
Right.
So...
Right. In the morning, I'm like, huh? Nobody? No?
No one wants to talk?
Chris is still asleep?
Okay.
The boys... Actually, this is the first Christmas... I think that I can remember where Jack woke me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
First time ever. Normally I'm up at like 5:30 because my body wakes me up.
Mm-hmm.
And
Auntie waiting. But since you had baby and baby was sleeping,
yeah,
took advantage of that.
So it was 6:05 and all of a sudden Jack's like, Dad! Dad! Can we go look at our stockings? I'm like, hold on, let me get some clothes on. Let me get some PJs on. I want to, like, go take pictures and stuff. And then I didn't take any.
You didn't take any pictures?
I totally didn't take any. I just sat there like, all right, do we need a picture of this one? Do we need this one? All right, you guys go ahead.
I had a bunch of pictures taken of me.
Did you?
Yeah. It was really funny because I didn't know how else to show everyone what I got for Christmas, but I also didn't want to tell everyone what I got for Christmas, but I did in a way.
Right.
And so I took like 1,000 pictures of me and then posted them all on Instagram.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of them.
Yeah, I did.
I guess I don't think I went to Instagram this whole time.
That's good for you.
Yeah. See, I tried to disconnect. I didn't take my iPad with me this whole time.
You like disconnected from the world?
Yeah. I was asked if I could.
That's good.
Please
That's good.
Disconnect. From the Matrix.
I did yesterday.
So I unplugged. It was awful.
I'm sorry.
I hated every second of it. I actually had to like engage in conversation with family and stuff.
Hey.
Hi. I can't just stare down in my lap because I don't have an iPad in it. I have to talk to you. Let's talk about your life. All right. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I had to disconnect. I unplugged from the Matrix for a couple days and it was interesting. I haven't been on Instagram. I had no idea.
Good job.
I wanted to do that, the collage shot of like photos. I'm sure everyone did.
I did a collage. No.
Good job.
No, it was just me.
Okay, just
collage shot. All four of them were me. It was really funny.
So apparently you got a lot of presents.
Yeah, I did.
I could do a collage shot and tell you everything I got in one little thing.
Let's see. What did I get? I got movies.
Okay.
You got
the greatest movie of all time.
Yes, I got Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's good.
And then I got, these are like hand, they're like socks for your hands.
Can I be honest? They kind of remind me of, I wish we had it. Now I'm going to have to look for it and see if we have it. Do you remember? No. Darn. I was looking for let's get physical. What's her name?
Let's get physical.
Yes, that's what you look like.
I
look like you're
love
about to
this.
Like work out like with warm up things. Yeah.
My husband just texted me. You did not disconnect yesterday. I didn't talk to anyone.
Yeah, I didn't even hear from you. Normally we at least like text like, "Hey, bro,
what's up?
I got a really good idea. I got show nothing. No, we didn't. Even, yeah, not a one yesterday. So."
I just was on Instagram. Oh, and I watched a few things from Fresh Life, and I was
seeing, me as well.
Yeah, so yeah. That
incredible
was
incredible Christmas message.
Yeah,
oh,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
so yeah, I did that. I guess I didn't really disconnect. I just didn't talk to anyone.
See,
anyone?
That's worse. That means you were still plugged into the Matrix, but there was no communication. that's where it like breaks down. That's the end stage.
Oh, no,
that's the final stage.
Final stage of what?
Of everything. Oh, it's gone.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, I got these arm socks.
Yeah.
I love them. I think they're amazing.
They just remind me of like, you look like you're about to go work out in the 80s.
But that sounds awful because these are wool.
Uh-huh.
And that means that they're going to get really sweaty and itchy.
And then they'd shrink, right?
No, I washed them already.
Oh.
I washed them and dried them.
You can wash wool?
Yeah, you just have to do it
correctly. That sweater I've been wearing that's wool? I've had it for 4 years. I've never washed it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's gross. gross.
So what else did you get?
I got crochet stuff.
Ah, yes, that's right.
A bunch of crochet stuff.
So you can finally make my knit hat.
No, that's knitting.
What's the difference?
Crochet, look how clean this is.
That's amazing.
This is knitting.
Oh, okay.
Crocheting, it's like you can make a mistake and no one will ever
Crocheting's
know.
Crocheting's what you did for Brody.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
learning.
You still can't really see the difference because you don't know what you're looking for.
They're bigger loops.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I know.
Crocheting, shut up.
I don't.
What else did I get? I got a Scott Pilgrim book. The first one. No color.
Well, they all of them were in black and white, but they just started re-releasing them in color.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought they did a good job with the movie.
Yeah? So far.
Well, I haven't.
There's some changes that are going to freak you out.
That's okay.
I promise.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want to say anything.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't remember what else I got for Christmas. What'd you get? Oh, I got a dress. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
From my husband. He bought me a dress.
Why?
Why?
When did you last time you wore a dress was like prom.
Oh no, I wore a dress on Christmas Day.
You did?
It was that dress.
Stop it.
I did.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh wait, you wore a dress to that steakhouse when we
It was my prom dress from 11th grade.
Sweet, because we still have one more DJ dinner thing to do.
We do.
Good job, Kelly. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I'll
there
wear
you
that.
Go. You'll
I'll
wear that. I'm gonna wear this t-shirt.
Okay.
So that would actually be awesome. You should do that.
Okay. Well, it's not
is
like
it fancy schmancy?
No.
Oh. Okay. What else?
I got perfume.
Okay.
Because I smell
really
bad.
See, I'm glad I said what else, because I was going to say what I got, but then I knew you would interrupt me with your...
I'm sorry.
What else, Mitch? It's all about you.
I got a CD.
What?
Ed Sheeran.
Who?
Ed Sheeran. Nope, you don't know. He's...
I got the new Imagine Dragons CD.
Ooh.
It's amazing.
It's an imaginative. Are there dragons?
I bought it myself, though.
See, here's the thing. I don't ever know what to get for you. Shopping for you this Christmas was the most difficult thing ever. Like, I felt stressed out.
But I didn't... There were so many things I didn't buy. Like, my wife got me a movie that I really wanted.
Exactly.
That I didn't buy.
See, but she knows. She's your wife.
You should have known.
I should have known. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I told you what movie I got.
I know. And if she... What if I got that too? Then you had two of them.
No, oh, yeah, that's true.
Not worth it.
What I got was a big old iTunes gift thing.
That's good.
So then I bought the CD myself, but really
it was a gift
from the gift.
Oh, in that case, I got Taylor Swift as well.
Oh, okay. I got a bunch of gift cards. I got like that. I got Best Buy. I got Xbox, like gift cards.
You got everything you wanted.
Pretty much.
I got like a wide range of stuff, variety. You got like
electronics. And I got cash.
There you go.
A lot of cash.
That's cool.
$30.
Dang.
It was, yeah.
What are you going to spend that on?
Hard to spend it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you spend it on?
Stuff.
Okay.
Legos. We went to our Astros, you know?
Yeah.
We went there yesterday. They have their after Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And that was
I bought the last issue of Spider-Man ever.
Oh, no. Did you read it?
Yeah.
Did they kill him?
I can't say. Spoiler alert.
So.
Spider-Man 700, the final issue of Spider-Man ever,
but do you
came
think,
out yesterday.
Okay, I don't know if they killed him, but if they did, do you think he's really dead?
Yes.
Oh, so he died.
If he were to die, yes. Yes, I do. Because do you know who Spider-Man is?
Can I no. Okay. Can I tell you how I know kind of what's going on? One, because of you and Yo talking about this, but also because when we were down there collecting sleeping bags a few weeks ago, or was that last week? Yeah. I don't know, a few weeks ago. Everyone was just talking about it as
That's
if it was common knowledge.
Like, it was the biggest thing in the universe.
It took me, I was like trying to catch up on nerd speak the entire time. Like, okay, what is going on? Oh, they're talking about Spider-Man. Spider-Man's going to die? Oh, what's going on? Oh, but is he really going to die? And there was just like all these things happening.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult for me to catch up on. I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's okay. The idea is amazing. Hopefully they do well with it.
Oh, for the next Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Even better Spider-Man?
Superior.
Even more amazing.
That's funny.
Oh,
it's
really?
Called Superior.
No way.
Spider-Man. Yeah, the new comic.
Why not amazing?
The new Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
Because Spider-Man didn't die.
That doesn't make sense.
Peter Parker.
Okay, I know, because they switched.
Yes.
See, that's I learned that in Astro Zombies.
He died. So I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay.
I'm like, I can't talk about this, but I'm going to ruin the one key part and not tell you everything around it so you're just more confused. So there it is.
I know the key part.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's Thursday. We're here.
We are.
Lots to talk about today.
So much.
48 hours of unplugging from the Matrix. I just need to just get it all out.
Okay.
All right. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Bell Epic, keeping the innocent.
Good morning.
Static Radio, welcome.
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 Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the conversation that we're about to have amongst ourselves. Please, enjoy. So, Mitch, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I've been doing well. Can't complain.
Yeah?
Yeah. The last couple days were a little off because we weren't working, and I'm so used to like having somebody to talk to.
I know. So, what have you been up to?
Helping the kids with the video game system and stuff, setting all that up.
Yeah.
Helping everybody else with their Christmas presents. Building Legos.
That's cool.
Yeah, lots of Legos.
That's a lot of fun.
The boys got a lot of Legos.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was cool.
This is when you asked me how I am and what I was up to.
Oh, sorry. What were you up to?
Oh, you know, nothing. Just hanging out, family.
That's
watching movies.
Really boring.
Oh my gosh, you ruin everything.
It is Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Steve-O and Mitch here with you. We want to hang out with you. Not just amongst ourselves.
Yeah. You're not intruding upon our conversation. Do not worry.
I mean, let's be honest. You really are, but that's okay.
Whatever. There's a webcam. You can see that. MySaticRadio.com.
If you want to be a creeper, MySaticRadio. Check it out.
Or if you just want to hear us because you can't hear us if you're in Albuquerque. Right
now. Let's see. Yep.
Nope. Still can't hear us.
Our tower is out.
It's over.
It's crazy.
It's over.
It's wicked cold outside.
It is. Is that why it went out?
Yeah.
Really? Because it's cold?
9 times out of 10.
Of course.
It's because it gets so cold it like frosts over. And I gotta like heat it up. And normal stations have like awesome heater things and like seat warmers and all that stuff.
That's
for their
lame.
Car. We still have like the 99 where you have to roll the window down manually. Hey! What? Okay, I'm gonna roll the window up now. Yeah, so
you have to bring in like the hand warmers.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Static!
Hello!
Hello!
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas?
Hey, oh, dude, we're all sick.
Oh, sorry. Man.
Yeah, I'm getting over it now. I still have a cough and stuff, but my son, my daughter, and myself had a fever. My wife's getting the sniffles now. This morning she was all clogged. She was all, she couldn't even talk. So, yeah, but we're alive, so I guess that's good.
Yes, that is good.
But I do have to tell you about that movie, Wonderful Life.
Okay.
You watched it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember when I was being a creeper and I saw you guys on the computer?
Yeah.
And you said, hey, I'm going to go watch this Christmas movie for the first time ever. And I said, call us with your movie report.
Afterwards.
After.
Okay, so now it's after. Tell us what your thoughts.
It was a great movie. It just shows how one person can make a difference in other people's lives.
Right?
See? You get it. You get it.
And you know that my favorite part is when he first meets up with his angel, and then, I don't want to be a spoiler. Who cares? It's an old movie. Everybody should have seen it.
Right.
And so he meets up with the guy, and then he's going crazy, right? He's like, I got to go back to my house. So he tells the taxi cab, I think his name was Ernie. He's like, hey, let's take me back to my house. And the dude's like, whoa. And he points at the cop. He's like, follow me, please. And then so they go to the house. And then next thing you know, dude, the cop and the taxi guy is Bert and Ernie.
Nice.
I could not believe it. I said, wow. I started laughing, man. I was like, this is incredible.
That's funny.
But you know what? It's a great movie, man. And it does show how one person can make a difference. And God is good, man, and that movie really just kind of revitalized and re-energized me, and when he went crazy, dude, I started crying.
Dude.
When he went crazy, dude, I was like, I tried to hold it, because the whole beginning, I was like, it's good, yeah, I like it, but then at the end, man, I was like, oh my God, I cried.
Yeah, dude, I'm so glad you finally saw it.
Yay!
But yeah, it was a great movie, it was a tearjerker, and whoever hasn't seen it needs to watch it, man.
There you go.
Hi, man. I love you guys.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to get back to work in some 40 degrees water and just be cold all day.
Have a blast.
Oh, have so much fun.
I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Bull Boy from Cruises, everybody.
He saw Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. We went looking at Christmas lights the day before Christmas.
Oh,
God. Or maybe 2 days before Christmas. I love looking at Christmas lights.
Who are you? You should have called Chrissy.
I love looking at Christmas lights. Chrissy. I love driving around looking at Christmas lights. It is so fun.
It's a waste of gas.
You are a bah humbug. It is so fun. You get some hot chocolate.
You should have called my wife.
Christmas lights. Her and I will do that next year.
You guys need to hang out next year because seriously.
Or we can do that. The Christmas lights are still up. We can still do that.
She wanted to go do that. And I was such a Scrooge about it.
Okay.
It sounds boring and stupid.
Okay, so here's me being a creeper. So we're driving past these houses looking at Christmas lights, and there's this beautiful Christmas tree lighting up their window in their house. And then like I'm like, wow, that looks beautiful. And then inside on their TV, I can see that they're watching It's a Wonderful Life. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's the perfect family. They're watching It's a Wonderful Life, and their Christmas tree is shining through the window. And then
You're
I felt like a creeper.
You are. It's cool.
And it was so beautiful.
You're a creeper.
It was so beautiful.
Oh, man.
I hope that family is doing great right now.
Static. Okay, fine. That was the family calling to say, hey, why are you creeping? Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
Couple things.
Yeah?
The guy, Angel.
Clarence?
Yeah. It's not the guy. It's Clarence.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And I went to go see Wonderful Life.
When?
At the Albuquerque Little Theater.
Oh.
Oh, yes, you did. How was that live on stage with Ken Castell?
Yeah, Ken Castell, our own Dan Castell's dad.
Yeah.
Did great.
What part did he play?
He played the drugstore owner.
Oh, okay.
Who's the main character?
Wait.
George.
Yeah.
George worked for him when he was a little kid. But, hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
I know where there's a house that you can go tune into your FM radio and watch the lights go to the Christmas music that they're
Are you
playing.
Serious?
Where? Is it on Louisiana and like, because usually there's a house over there on Louisiana that does that.
Like near Paseo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't go see that house this year. Did you see it?
Not this year. Maybe we'll go check it out.
Wait, you can tune into your radio?
Yeah, you know, like how if you're in, say, the pit and you're at the game and you could tune into, like, just that low-power FM radio station they have only in the pit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a low-power FM that you don't, I don't know if you need a license. I guess you don't need a license. But, yeah, they just broadcast their music. Like, you can hear it.
And the lights dance to it.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, no, you wouldn't like it, Steve.
Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't. Don't worry about it. Don't even tell him where it is. Don't even worry about it because he'll think it's boring.
No, that sounds more interesting.
I'll tell you and you can take Chrissy.
There's something, okay.
No, your boys wouldn't like it. No, it's terrible.
I don't know. It just seems like you're going to stare at other people's houses.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
That's why they do it.
They put those lights up for that reason.
That's why they do it.
You're not getting out of the car and walking up to their house. You're driving past.
Oh, and I know where the bug lights are, too.
Oh, I used to go there every year.
Are they at a high school?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
On Manal?
I think, yeah. Yeah.
I saw them a few years ago there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for sharing.
Upset that they're not at the bug house anymore.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Hey, Bawa Taba out in Austria.
Listening.
Yeah, sent us an email. He's actually at work, too.
See?
What? He had 3 days off. He had more days off than we did.
What?
That's cool.
Well, I'm not worried. We had to bring in good radio.
We really did.
So we're going to be here.
We've brought it.
That's right.
I mean.
Totally.
Yeah. Stever.
Hey, do we need, I'm not sure, I know it's Canada and UK, but do we need to wish Australia a late Boxing Day?
I thought maybe. Boxing Day was the day after Christmas. Am I
said
wrong?
Austria.
I said belated. The 26th would have been Boxing Day.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it was Boxing Day.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's the day after Christmas.
Yeah,
it's,
but what is it?
It's so where you
celebrate Christmas for those who couldn't celebrate. I don't know.
It's where you get all of your presents and you put them back in the box and take them to the store. That's what I did
Boxing
yesterday.
Boxing Day.
Wrong.
I reboxed everything and took it back to Best Buy and got a big old gift card.
Stop spreading rumors.
Happy Boxing Day. What is Boxing Day, Steve?
My understanding of Boxing Day, it was set up for the servants of the home who served on the holiday,
that's right,
were able to open their gifts the following day.
Man, that sounds so real today. That sounds like something that most people would still need to celebrate.
Well, my servants did.
Static. Oh, fine. We'll take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Queen's Club for you. We're here.
We are.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Future forestry. Set your sails. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Welcome to Static.
What are you laughing about?
Traffic.
You laughing about traffic?
Yeah, stop talking over the traffic thing.
Things are going on.
Lots.
Lots of things.
It's crazy.
This is crazy. Uh-oh, it's not what I wanted to click on.
You can do it.
There
I believe in you.
People with cameras on I-40 at university. Big eye can. Road construction somewhere. On Don Fernando Road, both ways around the Rio Grande Boulevard.
Okay.
And there's still construction on Coors and Central. The roadway is reduced to one lane.
It's awful.
And it's still terrible. It's still terrible. But maybe not right now because there's not a whole lot of traffic.
This is true.
So if you're going to go anywhere, go now.
Go right now. I was surprised at, thank you. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
And you were surprised at?
I was surprised at how not slammed everything was yesterday.
Yeah. You know what I think happened? People were like, oh, I'm not going to go out. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy day after Christmas.
And then they didn't. And then I went out and I was like, yes, this is amazing.
We took some stuff, you know, back and we went and spent gift cards. We went everywhere.
It's probably going to be terrible today.
I hope not.
Or this weekend. I bet people are waiting for the weekend.
Maybe. There's a place I wanted to stop on the way home, but maybe I won't now because it just made me nervous.
Well, it might be crazy. You don't want to wait until the weekend.
All my gift cards.
You don't want to wait till the weekend.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, we went a few places yesterday. I was shocked. There's like no line to check out. Yeah.
That's
it's been like, I guess, maybe everybody just loved what they got and had good gift givers so that they didn't get gift cards. I don't know.
Gift cards.
I love gift cards.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I really like gift cards too.
Yeah.
Although I do like when there is thought put into my gift, like my Secret Santa. Amazing. My husband got really good gifts too. Amazing. So, but
oh,
I really.
That's right. You guys like Secret Santa everything.
Yeah, it's just easier. It's just too big of a family. Like, otherwise, yeah. I'd spend like $300 on things.
That'd be awful.
Just, yeah, I can't afford that.
Static!
Good morning!
Good morning!
Steve-O.
Good morning.
Well, what's the standard this morning? What are we talking about?
I think Christmas.
Just Christmas.
Christmas hangover. What you got?
Oh, merry belated. Did you have a good one?
Yes.
Well, that's proper. What's going on with the radio now?
Oh, it's gone.
The tower is frozen solid.
Shut the front door.
That was a problem. It was left open, and so now it's really
cold.
They let all the heat out.
We need to fire that person.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to go then. I'll see you guys later.
All righty then.
Actually, his name's Chris. Chris Kringle. We need to let him go because the weather is so bad.
It got really frosty. Frosty is doing great, though. Yeah. The snowman, he's doing great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I miss you guys very much, and I don't know what to do when I can't get you on my radio.
Well, you can stream us on mystaticradio.com or listen to us through the app, or you can be a creeper and watch us on the webcam.
Hey.
Yeah? Huh?
Is that creepy?
I don't know. We have it in here
Caleb?
For a reason.
If you feel
where is creepy Caleb? How is his Christmas?
I don't know.
I would
sure
like to
amazing.
Hear from all the regular, people, the part of the family that always calls and finds out did they have a good Christmas and everything. Don't you want to know?
Boy from Cruises had a fantastic.
He did.
Christmas.
He was sick, but he did. He did have a good Christmas.
He watched It's a Wonderful Life
terrible.
For the first time ever.
But a lot. But then you can't hear it because you're not listening. So you have to go to the internet.
You're confusing
me. That's terrible.
Okay.
You're confusing everyone.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
Not you. You.
Oh. Well, I love that even though you weren't there, I thought you were.
Yeah, we were totally. What do you mean we weren't here? We were totally here.
You were live?
No,
it wasn't memory?
No, totally live. Totally here the whole time. Always. We're always here.
Well, I like that. I feel more comfortable even if I can't hear you.
Yeah, there you go.
Just knowing you're there, because you've got a friend in Static Radio.
Yes, you do.
You.
And Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that like a Toy Story thing?
Yeah.
I love you guys. Well, the subject matter, I do not know, but I'm sorry anyway about the tower.
It's cool.
And if I could in any way help with the repairing, you let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye, late. Bye.
Bye.
Little one.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
We're playing Let It Snow right now. But does it really talk about Christmas in this song?
No, he says the weather outside is frightful.
So can we play this song in January and February when it might snow? Actually snow?
Yes.
Because it's like kind of a Christmas song.
Kind of.
But doesn't talk about Christmas at all.
Static!
Hey, Steve, you know your radio station's broken.
Yeah, I know. Stop it.
Are you kidding me?
Stop it.
No, it's not working.
No way.
It's not working in Albuquerque. The tower is what we call in the biz, jacked. It's straight up wrecked, yo. And so engineers are actually...
Freaks! I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
I always have to wait for the boom, doom.
Yeah, you gotta wait for the bass to kick in, yo.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody. 7:36 now.
Steve-O and Mitch, just chilling.
Welcome to everybody, except Albuquerque.
Some people from Albuquerque could be listening.
Yeah, if you got the app or
online.
You're online.
Yeah.
Our tower is down. Pray for our engineers who now have to trek it all the way up to the mountaintop.
Again.
Yeah, to try and fix our tower, which is not awesome.
It's just a bit cold outside.
Slightly. Yeah, these winter months are not kind to our poor old tower of doom.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
What are you
gonna
do?
So I read the story and I thought of you immediately because I'm pretty sure you would pass out and lose your mind. Do you know who Pack is?
Pack.
Pack.
Yeah.
Pack the hamster?
Yeah. Did he die?
Oh, man. So for those of us who aren't up on the Bieber
He has a little hamster
named Pack. So, Biebs, this last week, it's the week of Christmas. He wanted to do something nice for one fan.
He gave
so
what?
At a show this last week, he brought Pack out. This is so stupid. On stage, he saw this girl and he said, "Hey, girl, that's all you. That's all you." That's what he said. Quote, "That's all you.
Well,
you got to take care of Pack now." The girl, her name is Victoria. She's 18 years old, said, "I'll take care of him." Actually, that's in quotes. "I will take care of him!" Exclamation point, exclamation point. Apparently, he's in some trouble over at the California Hamster Association. The CHA, as it were. CHA.
CHA.
Yeah. They're not amused. They simply cannot believe he did this.
I see what you did there.
First of all, CHA is real.
Second
California
of all,
Hamster Association.
What the heck? Are you kidding me?
I guess, no doubt, Bieber, they said this. This is their quote. Quote, "No doubt Justin Bieber meant well in delighting his adoring fan with the gift of his hamster. Without realizing it, he was practicing a form of animal cruelty."
Oh my gosh, get over it. Like, seriously, we kill their relatives because we don't want them in our house.
Man.
People are dumb.
So he says, "We have subsequently read that the recipient is attempting to be responsible about caring for the animal, but absent any other indication, in general, it's extremely likely this hamster would have been harmed."
Okay, can we talk about how we usually get our three-year-old a hamster and expect them to take care of it?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. They should be a lot more furious with all the parents who are getting their three-year-old hamsters who will probably kill them.
Well, they said, "No pet, large or small, should ever be gifted to an unknown recipient."
Oh. So not even like a fish?
Yeah.
Well, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life.
I don't know. Head dude, David Ember, he's an advisor and spokesman for the organization. CHA.
CHA?
CHA. California Hamster Association. He said he's worried that most people don't realize hamsters don't make great pets for kids, even though they're inexpensive.
She's 18.
I don't know. "They typically do not sit calmly in one's lap, but roam incessantly. The reason we give them wheels. And they have a very short lifespan, fewer than 1,000 days.
Why are you worried about this, CHA?
Because they want those 1,000 days to be special.
To be special?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, wow. Wow. He's got his own Twitter account, Pack.
Oh, I haven't, Pack, I don't know, I don't follow.
He tweeted recently.
What did he say?
To subside CHA.
I doubt it's Justin Bieber. I bet it's someone, some fan.
They said, "Yes, it's true. Victoria Blair, I guess that's who, is my new owner. She takes care of me, so don't worry," said one of the tweets. Yeah. Wow. He really has his own Twitter account.
I don't know. You think I'm a creeper with Justin.
Yeah. No, you are. No. I don't think. I know.
Really? Because I didn't even know his hamster had.
Oh, really? Okay, let's pretend for a second.
Here we go. Here we go.
You're at a Justin Bieber concert.
Okay, I'm pretending. I'm really excited.
You just like had to cover your mouth with your hand. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. And he's down on the stage, doing it, dancing and doing a sing. Uh-huh. And he sees you, and he makes eye contact with you. Right? And he comes to the edge of the stage, and he grabs your hand, and then he pulls a hamster out of his pocket. And he says, "Hey, girl, take care of him."
And then I imagine the hamster
getting torn to pieces by all the 12-year-olds that are around. Bieber's hamster!
That's not what I was going to say.
How would you respond?
Well,
if Bieber gave you his hamster?
Honestly, at first I'd be like, "That's so cool, I'm so excited." But then I'd be kind of pissed because the last time I had a hamster, it was not fun.
Right.
It was not a fun experience, and that wasn't too long ago.
He just gave you a chore.
Yeah,
he just gave you a task.
For real. What if that thing could bite? They're dirty. They don't smell good. The last hamster I had, I gave it to a daycare because I was like, you know what? I can't do this.
This is awful. I'm going to give it to children so they cry when he dies in 3 weeks.
Exactly. Actually, that thing probably still alive.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't be too excited. Like, why couldn't I be the one less lonely girl, Justin? Why?
What does that even mean?
You saw Never Say Never. Don't act like you don't know what the one less lonely girl is.
I promise I have no
idea. One less lonely girl. He takes a girl on stage and gives her flowers and then sings One Less Lonely Girl to her? You saw Never Say Never.
I did.
Do not act like you don't know what this is.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
You're
that
such
was in
a
the
liar.
Movie?
Yes.
How am I supposed to remember that one scene in the
it's
movie?
It's not one scene. It was like 15 minutes long.
Oh my gosh, that
one
would be awful.
One less lonely girl. He takes her
minutes?
On stage and he sings because she's the one less lonely girl.
Oh,
girl,
man.
I want to be the one less lonely girl with the permission of my husband. Hey, my birthday's in February. Do you think you could arrange that?
No!
Why?
I tried.
2 months.
Didn't work out.
Do you have 2 months to figure this out?
If you guys missed it, mystaticradio.com, check out the interview.
Oh,
we,
man.
For Christmas, pretended like I was going to get you an interview with Bieber.
I knew you weren't going to.
Turns out it was Reese Roper from
Which
Five Iron.
Amazing.
Come on, that's better than Biebs.
Yeah, okay.
It's
okay.
Reese Roper from Five Iron.
And I felt so much more comfortable when I found out it was Reese Roper.
I love Reese. He's a good dude. So if you missed that interview, make sure you check it out at mystaticradio.com under the audio section. We have it posted. That was fun.
It was really fun.
Because he was in on it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right,
Which
you
makes
are playing
it so
the part.
Much better.
Because we were trying to figure out how to get you. And
yeah.
It was like, well, obviously you can't pretend to be Justin Bieber. She'll know right away. And he's a nurse, so it's like, hey, I got some medical skills. I'll be Justin Bieber's touring doctor.
Okay.
Okay.
So I listened back to the interview just because that's my Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Christmas
mm-hmm.
present. So I had to listen.
Chrissy made me get you a real one.
But I like both of them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But
that's all her.
So I listened to it again and I made Kelly listen to it. I'm like, this is my Christmas present. You have to listen to my Christmas present. And I love my gasp of when I realize who it is.
Yeah. That was awesome. I know who this is. That was fun. So make sure you check it out if you missed it.
I loved my Christmas present. Thank
had
you.
Had Reese Roper on. It was the best one you got, right? Even though you can't wear it and keep your hands warm. It
yeah.
keeps your heart warm.
It keeps my heart warm.
Every time you listen to it.
Yeah.
It's a heart warmer.
Well, now I'm best friends with Reese Roper. So.
There you go. There you go.
That's what it is.
Yep. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Tall Heart, also some Harrison Hudson, and yeah.
Many more things.
I'm sure.
So much more.
Oh, Clay. It's Thursday.
Clay will be
at
in.
At 8.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The week of Christmas, everything's all for naught. We don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. This week's like this weird Twilight Zone week. Anything could happen. We have no idea. Who knows? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Always summer. I wish, dude, it is so cold.
No, you do not wish.
Why?
Because in the summertime, you're complaining and you can't wait for winter.
Okay, can it be spring forever?
Spring and autumn forever.
Which sucks because I really want to go snowboarding. It's
right.
got to be winter
there,
for that.
There aren't any snow clouds. There's no snow.
Yeah.
It's just, here's the thing about winter that we look forward to. The snow. That's it. And then it doesn't happen and we're angry.
But it's cold enough that it should be. And so there's frustrations that mount.
Yes.
What?
Mount mountain. It's snow.
I got that.
Snow.
Yes. Mount frustration.
Yeah.
That's the mountain we board on.
Yes.
Yes. I don't even know what that means. Hey, traffic.
No! There is construction on Central and Coors, reduced to one lane. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
Road construction on Central and Coors, reduced to one lane. There's right. also construction on Carlisle North at Candelaria, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And happy Thursday, everybody. We're here. We're hanging out with you.
It's true.
You know, nothing better to do.
Nothing better to do? It's our job.
All right. Right. Are you ready for this?
What are you doing?
My intention.
I don't
oh,
know what
yeah.
this is.
Science. Weird science. Researchers have found more than 2,000 different species of bacteria live.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can't undo this knowledge. I'm passing it on to you. You know, like once you find something out and you're like, no, I didn't want to know. but you know forever and there's no undoing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about to be sick. Live where?
In our umbilicus.
Belly button.
Umbilicus.
Is that belly button?
That's belly button. That means we have more kinds of bacteria in our belly button than there are different kinds of ants or birds in North America.
That's disgusting. That means we need to clean our belly buttons more.
This was reported by Dr. Amish Patel of ABC News. Majority of these bacteria are rare and
what about
occur
people
in just
outies?
One individual. I don't know.
Do they have that much bacteria? Because they can clean their belly button a lot easier.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
There was no single type that was common to all 60 belly buttons sampled. So isn't that crazy? We all have totally different bacteria.
That's amazing and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Blah.
Can you imagine belly button swabs? Like, oh, I'm going to test the species in your belly button.
Yeah. Apparently, they're trying to get greater insight to the source of pathogens and how bacteria in our body changes with antimicrobial science. Science, anyways.
Anyways.
I don't understand. Yeah. Get this. Did you ever have your belly button pierced? Oh, snap. I'm not going to read this part then.
Yes, I
did. You're in trouble.
Why?
Apparently, quote, Dr. Gregory Pullen, by the way, he is an infectious disease expert at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
Current fad of women piercing their umbilicus. I like saying that. I'm saying that forever. The umbilicus has led to many
terrible
cases of infection. And with today's multiple drug-resistant bacteria, it can lead to disaster.
Wait, I lose my umbilicus? How do you lose that?
You can't lose your umbilicus, bro. It's
I'm sure you can.
It's your belly button.
So?
I always felt bad because Jack has an Audi, and I thought it was because I cut the cord too far out. And I, like, blamed myself for the longest time. And then I found out that's not true. That's not true at all. So, apparently I'm okay. I got scared because it was like, hey, take these really sharp scissor things and cut this cord. Right next to the baby that's moving and screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, and scary.
So, anyways. Yeah, I don't know how that works. There's nothing scientifical about the Innie versus the Audi and how many...
That you know of.
Yeah, that I know of. Just that there's more than 2,000 different species of bacteria that live inside our belly button.
That's so heartwarming. Thank you for telling me that. Why did you tell me that?
I don't know. Because we're here. It's Thursday. You know.
What could we call that? It's like it could be like a new segment.
Yeah.
Fun fact Thursday. No.
Nope. That's Friday. Starts with F. That's how radio works.
Things you didn't want to know Thursday.
There you go. Things you didn't want to know Thursday. It's a new segment. Okay. I'm going to have to find stuff every week now, you jerk.
We'll get it imaged and everything.
There you go. Things you didn't want to know Thursday. Over 2,000 bacteria. Unique to you. Live in your umbilicus.
Yes.
Umbilicus.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's umbilicus. I know.
I learned a new word and I'm going to use it all day.
Awesome.
How's your umbilicus?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hopefully it's not infected.
Oh, it's not.
You were one of those stupid teenagers that out and got your belly button pierced.
It was cool for about 3 days.
Tell
and then
me
I didn't
you're a grown
anymore.
Up and you don't have it anymore.
No, it's still pierced. There's no piercing
okay, good.
In there.
Good. Bacteria in your umbilicus. Why are we talking about this?
Why are you talking about
this? It was on ABC News. I just saw it. I don't know.
Thank you, ABC News.
All right. Brand new music from Unifier for you now. Lock the light in. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The wedding. The lesser worth. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
8:33 now. Ah, yes. Here we are.
Oh, no.
No?
You just said yes, and so to counter that, no.
Bush last week actually had a show where Gwen Stefani...
Bush.
Yeah, the band Bush.
Bush, okay.
Gavin Rossdale.
Okay, Bush. There are a few Bushes that are in the news right now.
I know, George H.W.
So sad.
W's Pops.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in intensive care now.
That's so sad.
So his fever went up and, yeah, as of yesterday, they had to put him in intensive care. Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
That's like the first president I remember.
I don't remember that president.
Yeah, shh. Okay, we're not talking
The first
about
president
that
I remember is the second term of Clinton.
Ah, yes. So Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
They had a show last week, and Gwen Stefani went out and surprised everybody. And
That's exciting.
They sang Glycerin together.
No.
Yeah, I heard
With Gwen Stefani?
They actually released it as a single, yeah. And she does the second verse, and I was like, ooh, second verse would sound much better with Gavin singing. She does some rad harmonies for the choruses.
Okay, but that's what she should have stuck to.
That'd be fun, though. Think about, like, the carols that they rock at home. Like, oh, hey, guys, Christmas, let's just sit around the piano and rock
some
tunes.
With their super trendy kids. Yeah. Have you seen those kids?
They're not trendy.
They're trendsetters. They dress so cool.
Nice.
Well, people probably just send them clothes.
Did you start any new awesome traditions? You and Kelly have been married, what, 3 years now?
Yes.
Do you guys have any? Did you start anything new this year? Anything crazy for Christmas? No?
No, we didn't start any new traditions.
Maybe it comes with kids.
Probably.
We're trying to start traditions. We're like, what can we start? Let's do something new. We rocked Gremlins.
That's cool.
Terrified everybody. We watched Muppet Christmas Carol.
That's good.
That was a good one.
We literally didn't start. Well, I made a bunch of cookies this year.
That's what we did. We made cookies and cuddled up on the couch, all four of us, all five of us.
Oh, yeah, five.
And
got a big family.
Yeah, on our crappy couch that's like painful.
Why is it painful?
It's the worst.
Oh my gosh, you're complaining.
You guys
have
been to our house.
I'm so glad you guys have a couch.
I know, right? First world problems. It's just really uncomfortable because it's got like recliners.
Ugh, and for Christmas.
It's like a bunch of metal.
For Christmas, I ate way too much food.
Oh,
this is
awful.
The worst. Hashtag first world problems. I really did.
Thank you.
I was really upset by how much food I ate.
Really?
Yeah, I was really upset at myself.
See, we do that for Thanksgiving. We didn't do like a big old...
We had, pretty much it was like a Mexican...
Oh, okay, so like enchiladas, pozole, tamales?
Yes. Yes.
You're making me really hungry.
It was really good. We made them ourselves. Actually, I can't say I helped make tamales. I helped make tamale.
Nice.
One.
Good job.
I got one made.
Nicely done.
Well, they were almost done when I got there, and I was like, I want to make one because I'd never made one before.
Oh, really?
And so... By the time I was like done getting that whatever the matzah stuff on there, I was so annoyed. I didn't want to do it anymore because it was so difficult. It just kept like sliding off and then I had to like re-wet it or whatever. And,
right.
Ugh, it was so dumb. I was like,
Did you eat yours?
I don't know who ate mine.
I feel bad for them. Wow. You are the worst.
I was so annoyed that I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. This is stupid.
I'm going to buy you a cookbook.
Oh, I already have three.
Do you know how to use any of them?
They don't teach me how to make tamales.
I've learned in Duck Dynasty that's it. A God-fearing woman who can cook.
Dude.
That's what life's all about.
That's what the internets are for.
That's what they say.
I don't need a cookbook.
Okay.
I have Google.
Dude, I'm telling you, they need to make more episodes of Duck Dynasty because I'm pretty sure I've seen every episode seven times.
Oh, yeah, I love this one.
And we just watch for hours and hours.
I tried to introduce my in-laws to that. They're like, this is boring. I'm like, no, this is Jace.
You don't
Jace
understand.
No, it's not boring. What are they? Are they Hicks? Yes.
They're rednecks.
They're rednecks, actually.
They're the best.
And they're rich, okay? They're rich rednecks.
Did you know that, Duck Dynasty, watching that show, all the episodes is, it's all on their land. So the rivers, like the
Robertson River,
that's all.
They go hunting on their land.
That's unreal to me.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Duck Dynasty right now.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the show. Did I mention it's Christmas break?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to get a request in. We're here.
It's true.
We're hanging out.
It's true.
We're going to play some music.
It's true.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
It's true.
Static Radio.
Disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep.
And we are back.
Finally!
Woo!
Thanks to our engineers for being awesome. We are back on in Albuquerque.
That's right.
It's good news, Albuquerque.
Yeah. Good morning.
You know, if you have your radio, you can totally listen to us that way now. Our tower is working again.
Yay!
These cold weather months do not do us well as far as technological thingies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well said.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
That's how I do. It is Thursday, 9 o'clock hour now, and...
Officially 2 days after Christmas, since we all know Christmas ended around this time on Christmas Day.
See, that's the thing for me. Our Christmas Day turned into like a whole day ordeal this time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we opened presents and we had to go somebody else's, went to Chrissy's parents' house,
opened more presents
there. And then we had to come home because we had to open other presents that we couldn't open before because they hadn't gotten their big gift yet from Grandma and Grandpa. So then we had to go back home and open more presents. By the time it was over, it was already like 5 p.m. So we had like an all-day affair.
I took like 3 naps that day.
I swear you need to go see the doctor.
No.
You sleep more than anyone. You sleep like my dog sleeps. Like just constantly like... in his doggy bed, like, is he okay? Yeah, he's a dog. Oh, okay, it's cool. You're a human. You're not supposed to sleep that much.
I'm just get bored, and I know how to pass time. You close your eyes, take a nap.
That's not okay.
Why?
You gotta like learn. You gotta get a new hobby. Wait, no. You need to just actually use your hobby that you have now. You're supposed to be knitting me a hat. Remember?
Here's the thing. I can be knitting and crocheting, and on the way there, take a nap.
Oh wow. So, Firefly.
Yes.
Show that was on Fox for one season that was canceled.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. That we both super love.
Mm-hmm.
Character, dude named Jane.
Jane.
Still sad. I never named one of my boys Jane, but I'm glad.
J-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, because they probably would have gotten beat up. And that would have been sad. So.
No.
We should have named Luke Jane because he's the one that could have handled it.
Oh, totally.
Oh, what? You want to say something?
Excuse me? Hmm?
He's our big boy. Oh, speaking of, okay, I'm sidetracking us because for Christmas, Chrissy's parents decided what is the best worst thing they could get my children for Christmas.
Oh no!
They got boxing gloves for Christmas.
Oh no!
They're like these things you blow up.
Yeah.
And you stick your hands in, but they're not like boxing gloves. So they're called like boppers or something like that. These huge hand things. So our boys immediately were like, oh, cool. So we blew them up for them, and we just thought we'd let them go for it. And it took all of 0.4 seconds for Jack to pretend, ooh, yeah, check me out. Oh, yeah, I'm a boxer. And Luke went, thunk. And Jack was laid out on the ground.
Passed out?
Like, Luke, full on... hit him in the face.
Oh my
and
God.
Jack hit the floor. Boom. And I started the count. 1, 2. He got back up. He got back up. It was like this. So all of a sudden, the living room became
a boxing ring
with our boys, like beating the tar out of each other with these boxing gloves. And they were cracking up. This is what boys do.
That's dangerous.
So then Luke's like, yeah, I knocked you down. So he starts doing this weird, like, boxing dance. He's like, right, left, uppercut. And he starts, like, doing this. And Jack's, like, looking at him. And then just does this nice little jab right through Luke's gloves and lays him out. They just kept knocking each other out. It was unbelievable. So, yeah, that's what my in-laws
said. That's beautiful.
No, it's not. It's awful. After that, I was like, okay, you guys are done. You guys are done.
Mr. I get the UFC fights at my house.
Right. Those are trained professionals. So, of course, now, actually, they both want to go train. Yeah. Both of them want that. And, you know, Luke's birthday's coming up. So he's like, I want boxing lessons for my birthday.
Oh, man.
Like, you are 6 years old. You're going to be 7 years old. You are not getting boxing lessons.
He doesn't need cauliflower
really
ear that early.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so he's...
What about, like, wrestling?
That's hilarious. That's what my brother said. You gotta get them like wrestling lessons because then like you know
why
they'll
is he
be
talking like Sylvester Stallone?
I have no idea because we're from Texas, but he's got this accent. So and he'll beat me up. So I'm just glad he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. My brother's tough. So then like I guess tough people have to have like this accent. Like hey you, you know hey, get them wrestling. I'm like okay, thanks Mark Wahlberg. That's actually what he sounds like Mark Wahlberg. I think I just figured it out. So anyways, yeah, so they got that. All that to say, knit me a hat.
Oh. Well, full
whiplash,
circle.
Whiplash.
Yeah, that
there
was like,
go.
It was like half circle and then a line.
Yeah. Well, you got
to
get better hobbies. You got to start doing things. My boys want boxing lessons.
So should I take up wrestling?
No, you're supposed to, wrestling, no.
I don't know where you're
take
going with
up
that,
knitting.
Sorry.
You learn to knit, you can make me Jane's hat from Firefly. Because okay. That was the deal like 6 months ago and you still haven't
six
come
months ago
with it.
Or 5 days ago.
It's been longer than that.
No.
It's been longer than that.
I doubt it.
So we're here hanging out. It is Thursday. It's still Christmas break.
Happy Thursday.
Enjoy your sleeping in time. We're actually here.
You're welcome.
We'll keep playing music, be your magical jukebox, and talk every now and then.
Yeah, you know.
That's how we do.
That's cool.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. more kids. I've seen enough.
Have you?
I have.
So have I.
Done with this left channel.
Only thing.
I apologize, people. I didn't catch it in time. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Thursday. Tomorrow.
After Christmas.
Fun Joke Friday.
It is Fun Joke Friday.
Sam Swan. No.
Nope, no Sam Swan.
No Sam Swan. He's going to be traveling.
Traveling.
We'll do a little guide preview for Sunday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because I want to talk about the Wii U.
Oh, of course.
So we got one for Christmas.
What you want.
You know. You guys went and saw Les Miserables.
Less Miserables.
And you were Miserables.
No, it's Less Miserables.
I would be more Miserables if I saw it.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm
pretty
sure
I would.
Oh, man.
I've seen it twice now.
Really?
Well, yeah, because
I saw it. Why would you subject yourself to that more than once?
Because it was amazing.
You know, they don't really talk in it, right? They just kind of like sing?
There's like three lines that are spoken.
Oh, there are?
Yeah. Three whole lines.
Oh. Is it like 3 hours? Is it really long?
Maybe.
No.
You're going to go see it.
You are really going to go see it
in theater. You're going to go see it.
There's so many other movies. Now with Baby, we don't really get to see much. And if I see something...
I dreamed a dream. Time gone
by. Yeah. This would not be on my list, I gotta be honest.
Okay, here's the thing. You're going to go see it. You can walk out after this part.
Oh. Well, why would I even go then?
Because this Anne Hathaway is amazing.
Ugly cry face. I don't know. There's no reason for me to need to see this movie. I feel like there's so many movies that came out.
Really? Like
during
what?
This holiday season.
Like what?
Lincoln?
You've already seen it. Have you not? You haven't seen it?
No.
Spoiler alert, he totally dies in the end.
Why would you tell me that? Lame. Does he really?
Yes.
Why would you tell me that?
Because it's history.
So? Doesn't mean they're going to go all the way to the...
Dies.
Spoiler alert.
Totally dies.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. Wow, they go all the way up to there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The other Lincoln movie that came out this year, what was that called? Vampire Hunter? They don't show him die.
No.
Because he's a vampire hunter.
Well, did you know that Lincoln is the prequel to that movie?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I have to see it. Because I saw the other one and it was...
They don't cover that.
Dumb.
You saw it? But like dumb and like, I can't believe this is...
Well, me and Joey
so
were like,
great.
Hey, I kind of feel like we need to see this together so that we can laugh mm-hmm. together.
Did it work?
And we went... Oh, dude. It was over the top.
Terrible.
He throws a horse.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's obvious
like that.
Lincoln can
I knew
that.
It was going to be that kind of movie when... He gets like an axe for the first time and goes to like chop the wood and like the tree explodes.
Oh my god.
And I was
gosh.
Like, oh, okay. It's one of those.
Wasn't that in the preview?
Maybe.
In the trailer?
Know. You're
like,
I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Why is the tree exploding?
What else came out this year? I feel like
the
there's
Hobbit?
So many movies. Yeah,
we saw
I saw
the
that.
Hobbit.
Okay. Year in review.
Django just came out.
D-J-N-G-O.
Django.
Spike Lee just came out and said that it was disrespectful to his ancestors and it was trash. But it's Spike Lee. I mean, he's a Knicks fan. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
I heard it was really difficult for them to film.
Really?
Well, like for what's his face? I don't know.
Jamie Foxx.
Yes. He's just, you know, playing the part.
Right.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio had a really hard time because they say the N-word a lot.
Oh.
And he had a really
see,
hard
I can't
time.
Watch stuff like that. That's disgusting.
So,
why would I want to do that?
Well, I'm not going to see it. I probably won't. But they had a really hard time filming it because he didn't want to say that word.
Well,
and
yeah.
So finally, he had to go into method actor and he had to refer to him as that even offset, off when he wasn't filming.
Ugh.
And so, like.
Well, it just cured me of any desire to see that ever.
Hurts. He's like,
you know, Will Smith was originally cast as Django.
Django.
No, Django.
Django.
There's a D.
But they were too afraid to be too closely associated with Wild Wild West.
Oh, that movie was terrible. Yeah. We don't ever have to reference
see
that
movie.
Ever,
it was filmed
ever.
Here in New Mexico.
It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they burn like 200 acres because of that?
Really?
Something like that. It was
know.
An accident.
I don't know. Thankfully, Kenneth Branagh came back and did something awesome called Thor. So, he redeemed his New Mexico-ness.
Good news.
Yeah, there you go. Kenosis.
Kenosis.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
If you want to know the truth, yes, I think you guys are a little weird.
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Hello. That was funny. Hello.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. It is 9:42. Happy Thursday,
you
everybody.
You might be awake right now, driving to the local store to return your gift.
Yeah, this
and
is
you
true.
You are not alone, because I have statistics or percentages.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 62% of clothing and shoes are returned.
Wow.
As Christmas gifts. Like,
dude, crazy God. She's going to kill me. Her mother got her, what are they called? PJ pants?
Like,
they're called pajama jeans.
Dude, and they're really tight, and they're super comfy.
They look like jeans.
But they're pajama jeans?
They're like, but they're like.
But they're stretchy?
So they're like, not denim, pajamas.
Jeggings. Or leggings.
But they look like jeans.
So they're jean leggings? Or no, they're.
She got a leopard robe. What else did she get that she's totally gonna end up taking back?
A leopard robe.
She got a leopard robe from
what
her mom.
What was your reaction when she opened that?
Died. Her mom got her some funny stuff. And then she got like a really nice pair of boots,
mm-hmm.
which was cool.
Yeah.
But oh man, yeah, I'm pretty sure those will be
Return.
Going back.
16% of toys, games, and other hobbies are returned.
Our boys didn't want to return anything. They wanted to tear everything open right then and there.
Yeah, but they're kids. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was the same way. I didn't understand that you could return things.
No, I even asked. Because they got a...
I was asked. I didn't care.
They got something really cool from their grandparents, so they got a different game system. So I said, hey, if you want to return these other games or trade stuff in, we can go do that. Nope. Mm-hmm. They want to keep all their stuff, so...
Because they don't want to wait.
Which is awesome.
Being impatient. Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
14% of consumer electronics are returned. 13% kitchen and bath, 10% beauty and cosmetics, and also 10% of jewelry and watches.
Huh.
But not everyone tries to return it. According to Consumer Reports, about 18% will try to donate their gift to the charity, and 15% will try to re-gift the item. 11% will just throw the gift out, and 6% will try and resell.
That's not a bad idea, re-gifting or giving it to a charity.
Yeah. Not reselling. I was not about to say reselling.
I know the rescue mission could be some cool stuff.
Definitely. It could.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I'm shocked. I just thought about that. This year, the cheaters didn't return anything.
Yeah.
We went out to a few stores just to get stuff with our gift cards, but we didn't return anything. The funny thing is, my in-laws got me a card with cash in it and said, I didn't want to get you anything because I knew you were just going to return it, because it seems like every year I return what they get me, because it's always too much.
Yeah.
It's always really nice. I'm like, I can't accept this.
Okay, so Consumer Reports also say that some people choose a different way to deal with the bad gift.
Mm-hmm.
2% confront the present giver and tell them to return
Ooh.
It. Has that ever happened to you?
I have never, ever, no.
Dude.
You did this?
No.
Oh, okay.
This happened to me.
What?
Okay, so it wasn't for Christmas, and I'm totally outing my sister-in-law.
Wow.
We're all kind of like... kids when it comes to around Christmas time.
Right.
We're like, oh, what can we get each other? This would be so cool. We're not going to get anything practical.
Exactly.
And so,
that's the point.
So her birthday is also by Christmas. And we had already bought her like a practical Christmas gift. And so like her birthday, I don't want to get anything practical. So we're walking around the toy aisle. We're like, how much do we want to spend on her? $40? Cool. $40.
This on is
how
toys?
Much- yeah.
It's the best idea ever.
So we just are walking down the aisle and we see this Nerf gun. And it's a $40, exactly $40 Nerf gun that has like the rounds that can go around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to keep pressing the shoot
no,
gun.
No, I got one this year.
Okay. We buy this gun, batteries and everything. And she opens it and we're like, because like she usually loves this stuff. She's like, oh, you guys, I can't keep this. I have kids. I'm just going to shoot them. Like, I don't, I can't have this. And we're like, what? No. And she's like, yeah, really, seriously. So we had to take it back. Like, my husband, me, my brother-in-law, we're all like, are you kidding me? And we bring her back a stupid memory foam pillow. That's what we got her.
Yeah, me and the boys got, I guess, Nerf, is that what it is?
Yeah.
They have dart tag now or something?
Yes. Oh, and they have like you can wear like the vests.
Yeah, and goggles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
dude.
Christmas morning, tear everything open, and I assume that they're just going to want to go play video games or something. And it was like, dart tag now. So we had to, like, my poor wife, this is what, like, she deals with a house full of boys. Mm-hmm. So it was like, all right, Chrissy, you're our designator. All right, it's like Hunger Games. You tell us where we have to go. So, like, okay, Luke, you're assigned this bedroom. All right, Jack, you have to be in this kitchen. That's your starting point. All right, you go in the closet. Okay, cool. And we have to start there. And it was like, all right, tell us when. And then the first person to get 5 points won that round, and then we have to start all over, and we'd go in different spots, and we'd have to hide. Dude, we played dart tag for almost 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Just shooting, and then we're still finding darts, because I got this, like, semi-automatic. It's got a clip with, like, 16 darts in it. Yeah.
It goes around?
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. And then you just,
and yeah. My poor boys, because they have these little, like, pump-action pistols.
So
they're like, bink, you know, and then they're like, trying to load another dart, and I'm just like, like, yeah.
It's like back in the day when they have to push.
Yeah, exactly. Little muskets. Okay. Packing the powder. Yeah, it was amazing. So we spent hours doing that, and yeah.
It sounds like so much fun.
I found out my sweater that looks like fruit stripe gum or whatever actually works for a Nerf dart vest, because it's got the kind of fabric that makes
it
sticky. Yeah.
So cool.
It was amazing. So we had some great hiding spots, but we're still finding darts. I found another dart. Like, everywhere we're finding darts.
That's cool.
It was a blast. So that's what we did.
And I'm really upset that she made us return it.
Yeah, that's lame.
No, it was amazing.
That's lame.
And, okay, the last 2%... of people who don't like their gifts, they will post pictures of their detested gift on the internet. Like on Facebook. Ugh, look what I got.
See,
tag the person that got it.
I wish my wife would have done that. Dude, pajama jeans. Pajama jeans and a leopard robe. I was in tears. But I felt so bad because I got cash. So I was like, yes. Yes, I can buy whatever I want.
If it's from the Mart of Walls, whatever, she can just return it.
This is true.
So
this is true.
That's why whenever I don't know how to shop for someone, but they don't want a gift card like you.
You just get them crappy gifts.
From Walmart, and they can return it.
That's
a
good idea. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
About dang time.
I know, bro. We're about to sign off.
Hey, you know what? Guys, I got a cell phone.
That's what
Christmas.
I hear.
Hey, you got a cell phone.
Did you get my message, Steve-o?
Yes, I got your message.
Yes, your my number should be in that message.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, right. You don't have to give it out on there.
Please don't.
No, I wasn't going to do that. I was going to see if the best thing to do is leave it on your voicemail.
Yes.
Exactly.
How was Christmas for you and your wife and kids?
It was amazing. We played Nerf dart tag for like hours.
Oh, you guys have Nerf guns?
Yeah, we got Nerf guns. Yeah.
Oh, I've had one for like a month. Me and my sister chase each other and, you know, try to hit each other with some Nerf darts.
Yeah,
and
yet, best.
She always gets hit with one right in the middle back.
Nothing says I love you like shooting someone with a Nerf dart gun.
Sure.
Exactly, Steve. Hey, can you guys play a song for me this morning?
Yep.
This morning, I want you guys to play Fall Glass Fall by Project D6.
Can do.
Dedicated to my best friend, Sean Siegler.
Sean Siegler!
There.
Woo!
Will do.
And we know he's real.
Monday, I guess. Yeah. Or whenever.
All right.
Have a nice
Merry Christmas, Matthew from Albuquerque. We love you, bro.
Bye.
He didn't even talk to me.
He wanted to go.
He didn't even talk to me.
All right, we'll play his request.
You're not even talking to
right
me.
Right after this. That's it for the day. I'll see you guys again tomorrow.
This is how it's always going to be.
Yep. I just responded to you.
Thank you.
High five. Till tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be fun. Got a lot of show prep. Got a lot of stuff to talk about.
That's right.
We'll have lots of fun.
It's
Friday.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Fun joke Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mad Lib Monday on Friday, maybe.
Possibly.
We'll have some fun.
We'll see.
Yeah. We will not do that tomorrow. Are you kidding me? You know how long it would take for us to actually get through a Mad Lib, considering 7 people are calling in today?
I know. Right?
Take half an hour. You okay?
Yeah, I just hit my tooth on the microphone.
I know. It's okay. We'll go. I'm going to go to the first aid kit. All right. Got to help my co-host. She's the best. She just tried to bite the mic. All right. Steve-O and Mitch. Static Radio.
Peace. It's not that bad. We'll hit up a dollar sale, start the latest fad. Turn it up on its head, because the author gets to choose when the story's finally dead. No, not yet. Now. We've been up and down this road. We put a knife in the fork. We've seen the sun, we've seen the storm. Baby,
and you feel.